Ann Braden of Brattleboro says her campaign to promote gun safety is about as grassroots as an effort could be. The 34-year-old former teacher and mother of two started Gun Sense Vermont less than a year ago. Braden says the group had just a few members when it held its first event at the State House last March, but it's grown quickly.
We had, you know, like 100 people in April and then 200 in May, and we've really been actually doubling basically every 2 months, so we're almost at 2,000 members.
Braden was speaking at a breakfast meeting in Brattleboro, one of many small gatherings she's been addressing. She told the group that a majority of Vermonters want more protection against gun violence and accidents, but gun control legislation introduced last year in the legislature went nowhere. Bills that would have banned assault weapons, expanded background checks, and limited how much ammunition a magazine can hold never reached a vote. Braden says her group is now pursuing small changes that deal with keeping communities safe.
You know, this is something that can bring people together rather than being a polarizing force.
One such measure would hold gun owners legally responsible for storing guns securely and keeping them from unsupervised children. The group also wants to see background checks for gun purchasers expanded to include mental health data. It also wants information on protection orders issued in domestic abuse cases. Braden says her group's goal is to keep firearms out of the wrong hands.
Vermont happens to be one of the only two states in the nation that doesn't have a state law prohibiting violent felons from possessing weapons. It's the federal law, but we don't reinforce that like other states do with their own state law.
But opponents of tighter gun control say federal laws are enforced in Vermont.
Violent felons here can't possess weapons.
Monty Springer is vice president of Gun Owners of Vermont. The group calls itself a non-compromise organization. Springer worries that an expanded database for gun checks could leave law-abiding hunters and gun owners stigmatized by a psychologist's report or an unfair accusation of domestic violence. And he says well-intended safe storage measures could leave homeowners unable to defend themselves in a sudden attack.
If you've got a gun locked up and somebody busts your door in, they're not going to sit there and wait for you while you go unlock your gun cabinet or gun safe and get your handgun out or your shotgun out to protect yourself.
Springer says that even modest gun laws lead to more laws. When you give the government an inch, he says, it always takes a mile. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.